And
not that I hear bad, he worked for the French G2.
Right, he worked for the French G2.
He had Chervanzin.
And he was working for psychological warfare,
That's right.
You were working for him. You were his assistant.
Yeah. No, I was private secretary.
His private secretary. But then...
I didn't know anything about him.
Right. So
he graduated, he sent his 3 officers out of French G2.
But then he
North Carolina. Fort Bragg.
He went to Fort Bragg?
Fort Bragg.
G went to Fort Bragg.
Jai
went to Fort Bragg.
The second to him was a Lutheran. I forgot his name. He's the chief cabinet of the General Tremendous, not by food corner. Third one is Mr. Ming, head of the military radio.
So you were working as his secretary.
After he returned.
After he returned.
In 1953.
Right.
So in 1954 I was drafted there.
Right, but when he returned, and you were working for him, he was an anti-communist.
That's why he made all kind of people from the jungle back to Saigon, like a Pham Zi troop and the theater troop.
Right, but
he know how to carry proselytization. And his secret man, he made them and sent them immediately to Saigon, because he was afraid that the communists might kill him.
But after the war, he ended up in Hanoi.
After Hanoi, after the war, he was in Laos.
Okay, I read a story
No, he never went to Hanoi after the war.
He never did?
No.
Okay. That's good to know. I thought that he died in the 1980s, right?
Yeah. In France. Only a few months after the death of his wife.
Okay. All right. God, I read an article that said he died in Hanoi, but I guess that's not right.
No.
Okay. All right. Okay.
In France.
All right. Okay.
2 men worked for the CIA. Vương and Lê Xuân. His wife was Lê. Work for the UN.
Okay.
Yeah, and his son, his daughter is Antu Parker.
Parker?
Antu Parker.
Okay.
You know her?
Yes, yeah.
She's an economic ministry. She's in Hanoi.
Do you remember somebody?
His wife was younger sister of Mr. Tremendin. Mr. Tremendin and Jai worked for the French G2. Lê Xuân and Vương worked for the CIA, worked for Aristide Griswold in Bangkok, etc.
Amazing. Did you know
what? After that, Zin as well as Jai worked for the CIA too. Worked for those who work at, like Rufo Philippe people in Laos.
Huh. Did you know an American who worked in the in the embassy in 1966-69? His name was Harold. He spoke Vietnamese.
Who?
Harold Kolbaugh. Kolbaugh. Harold Kolbaugh.
Yeah, Kolbaugh. They call him Mr. Ba.
Mr. Ba.
In Vietnamese.
Right.
I don't know him very well, but I know him.
All right. And the name Bui Van Sack, S-A-C, Bui, B-U-I, B-U-I, Van, V-A-N, S-A-C. The name?
Name of who?
Bui Van Sack. Do you know that name? Yes, this is what I wrote about Jai, which was that you were drafted into the French Army in 1954, and you appealed to your cousin, François Jai, who was chief of J5, psychological warfare, and he got you a job as an administrative officer in General Headquarters in Cholon. Cholon, is that correct? Yeah.
Because the Vietnamese headquarters was set up in 1952 by the French. Before they did not have their own, headquarters. That's the American one.
You know, I wanted to tell you, I went back to my hotel last night after I saw you in the afternoon, and I used my computer and I read all the articles, many articles by Peter Smark. And I read one where he calls the article Death and Vomit. You may remember this article he wrote, in which he went to a hamlet near My To and there were 82 people dead. And he describes, were you with him on that? Or were you with him then? You were? Yeah, at My To. Yeah. So he
I think I'm with, not Peter Smark. I think I'm with Nick Turner, I think.
Okay. Well, Peter Smark wrote that he was there, and he saw and smelled 82 people dead, and that was when he started vomiting and throwing up.
Oh, that's the different thing.
Okay.
The other thing is communist attack right on the round number four.
Okay.
I went there with Nick Turner.
Now, do you remember, there's a book by Russell Kirk Russell Kirk wrote a book.
Russell?
Russell Kirk. Russell Kirk. K-A-R-K. The book is called Tell It to the Dead. But he has a section in the book about you in which you helped somebody. This is after the war. There's a guy by the name of Leviet. This is not his Vietnamese name, but he's known as Leviet. You came in and they were trying to find out, he was a journalist, and they were trying to find out about his CIA connections, and you came in and you came in to question him, and you helped him get out, actually. He tells a story that you didn't make it hard for him. Do you remember this?
No, I don't remember.
Okay.
Because they asked me many things, I refused to do it.
Right.
They gave me official shop, I refused to take it.
Right.
I said, I don't know it.
Now, I know that you did not know that Tao, Pham Ngoc Tao.
Yeah, I know him well. I know him well.
But you didn't know he was a communist agent.
I knew it.
You knew it?
I knew it.
The whole time?
The whole time. But he didn't know me. He and I, we were young, etc. And just, we went to swimming. He's much older than I.
So you figured it out that he was a communist agent, or someone told you?
No,
that
I
he
know
was?
About that.
So no one else knew, though. He was a big, no one else knew but you.
I know him well about that. Even his brother, too, right? Gaston, too. But they live all together in Russia together. And every summer time, he returned from Hanoi as a student of the agriculture or his engineer.
Win Tai told me that Pham Ngoc Tao, that his cover, a Catholic from the north
not
would come down.
That, not only that, but important thing is this. His father, as well as a friend, very close friend, who wouldn't hope. Because he's Catholic several generations. And Morizov is a good friend of Spellman.
Of Cardinal Spellman.
They were promoted the same year by Vatican, by the Pope.
And that's To, T-H-O?
Huh?
To?
Who?
You said he was his good friend
Morin
was?
To. No NGO than T-H-U-C, at Bishop later on. First two Vietnamese bishops.
Oh.
One Vietnamese bishop in the south, the world top. In Vietnam.
T-U-C.
T-H-U-C.
T-H-U-C, I have it, okay.
He's the elder brother of a DM, etc.
So Tao, though, he ends
Tao,
up.
And that's why his connection with Tao, even at Tao in the jungle, too.
Right, but Tao.
That's the reason why they used Tao to get in touch with these people during the war. And these people worked with El Cardinal Spellman. When he became cardinal, because many Catholics in New York. Yes? But when they were promoted as a bishop together with
see the point? Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. So these people were pro-American.
But how?
That's why they suspect how very much about that.
But Tao ends up working very close to Diem. Diem at one time and knew they very close.
Thanks to his brother.
Right.
And then recommendations. Oh.
And then they even sent Tao to Washington D.C. to in the embassy. And Tao went to Washington D.C. to the Vietnam consulate. You know.
Yeah.
And then he came back and he became the head of. He ran a pacification program here, and no one knew at that time that he was a communist agent whose job, your job, was strategic analysis.
His job political.
His job was destabilization. That's what Win Tai.
That's right. It was political.
Right. Destabilize. That's what. Right. Political intelligence. So, but. He didn't know you about you,
no.
But you knew the whole time about him.
I know him the whole time, from the beginning.
Wow. So almost no one else knew but you. Yeah. So Win Tai didn't know, and then he was killed by a very gruesome, horrible,
I know
horrible, yeah, horrible death. Yeah.
Bob Sheridan tried to save his life. He prayed to do it.
How did he try to save his life?
He told the Quad Prime Minister to save him. And he went to see Alexis Johnson, deputy prime.
You, Alexis Johnson, yeah?
Yeah. And then the ambassador. And then Alexis Johnson said, all right, I can say he's our only condition, he should leave Vietnam. I could have him to go out, get out. But the American didn't want him to stay himself. Even the Catholic apostolic representative of the Pope of Vatican advised him to leave the country. He refused to do it. And the American Catholic representative asked him to leave, he refused to do it. And then his friend, Mrs. she died in Hawaii. When I get old, you suddenly forget.
Because I know it tells...
Missing with his son, good friend of ours, advised him to go into the jungle. Mormon kid ordered him to go into the jungle. He refused to go. Said he still can pull another coup. That's why
right.
He tried to stay on. When he ran, he was chased by the police. He ran bare hand, bare feet into the house of Miss. This is a song, right? And then she trusts him. He trusts her too. And all his diary, I think if she got it, she gave it to this is song.
And
that lady died later on in Hawaii.
And Tao, he was always
the
plotting.
This, Bob Shetland and a group of people in the U.S. know he was a communist. But they know the mentality of these people is very independent from North Vietnam. They're trying to make him a Nasser in Vietnam.
Was Bob Shapland right about that? Was he different?
He was right.
He was not right.
Never wrote anything about
No, I don't mean right, but was Bob right? Was he correct in his analysis of...
I think he correct.
Okay.
He correct.
So...
Indirectly, he mentioned about the lost revolution. That in the 1963 coup, if they know how to do it, and that's a different thing. And then Alexis, for all the people who couldn't save our life.
And it was interesting that
because Fanny Quang, the Prime Minister, supported by the Americans, you know, from A to Z, from the beginning, he was a Liberian leader, you know. But he's not capable to be hold that position. That's the problem.
Do you know what Win Tai told me? Win Tai told me that Dr. Tien, two people he relied, Dr. Tian was a very, very bad and very poor intelligence officer because he worked, his two closest friends in many ways were you and Tao. And he and Tao were plotting coups all the time.
No, he had the two treaties. He out to coup, but he saved his life.
Who did?
Tao.
Tao saved Tian's life?
Yeah.
When?
When he was in prison, etc.
Oh.
After the coup. I was a member of the coup maker. He worked with Tang Jin Kim, etc. So that's why when Yuen Khan came to power, I'll help Yuen Khan to get rid of the other one too. And then to release the right?
Yeah.
The second man, that's why I who got him out. Yeah. He was a believer. He could go any time. You know, the man who was supposed to take care of him, who was a big coma. An artist, a British girl. He tried to save life of the people, etc. That's why he liked. Until one day it's too late for him to go. So he came to see me after seeing Bob Stapler. Fortunately, I get in touch with the man who worked for in the West Point. And then who worked for the King Sai Monitor at that time to replace the Elizabeth Point. He was
He came to see you here.
Yeah, he just came.
Right.
He worked
I know.
The,
yeah. His wife is a ex-wife lives in a dear friend of yours. Yeah.
That's right.
Sutherland. So, Sutherland.
Diane Sutherland.
Yeah.
So I told him he asked for information outside. First, before he would have to stay back. I said, no, what would have to stay back? So I tried him to leave, so he decided to go. And then, while at the embassy, he ring once a while to ask for what happened outside in order to follow up. And then one day he rang. I said, don't ask for information. We have one common friend, Dr. Tian. Please tell Mr. Bunker.
Polger?
Polger.
Yeah, Polger.
How to have this man? He was supposed to be taken out by Bing Coleman, but Bing Coleman left already.
Right.
That's why the problem. You could be more money crippled, so that's why we're all of the world.
Right, from polio, right.
No polio, he was born like this.
No.
No, not polio. He was born like that, innate.
No, he was in the army.
Huh?
No, he was in the army.
I don't know.
I know. I tell you, he actually served in the military. Was a real was a very handsome.
He's like a French.
But he contracted polio after he came back from the military. So it happened only in his 20s. That I know.
Like a
yeah.
That's
why they sent him to Vietnam, as a matter of fact, because his French was so good. You know.
Get in touch and then he advised me how to do it, you know, Polga explained how to do it, etc. So that's why I immediately took him to the last chance, the last helicopter to evacuate the CIA people on top of the Jalong.
Right.
According to the advice of Dan Sutherland, so I did it exactly on time. So he was pulled up.
Right,
and
I want to.
Too small. And then the elevator stopped. It should go by elevator. And then he climbed all the way to the top. With high, he's small. You know? He has small back, that's all. Some shirt, etc. Nothing at all. Some money. So and then he could have climbed up. Tramandon saw him and then pulled him up.
Right.
Tramandon's life was saved by Polga, too.
Right.
He was the secretary of Polga who.
Right, I have that story. You know who told me that story?
No, Don wrote about that in his memoir.
Tran Van Don. But his memoir is only published in...
Published in the U.S. in Vietnamese.
Only in Vietnamese, right, yeah. It's called...
He published three books, one in English for the American.
Our Endless War,
French,
right.
For the French. It is one for Vietnam.
Right, and I have read The Endless War, which was the English one, and I am reading the Vietnamese one my friend
did. We have some water.
My friend is translating. You know, I don't have ice. Can I use this? Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay,
please.
Okay, yeah.
I'm sorry. This is the ice that we
Put
in a boil and then we put
Oh, no, I know, but I don't drink cold water. I only drink water room temperature. I have my stomach, so.
You can have the other glass here.
I'll just drink it from here. It's okay.
Yeah, please.
Yeah.
That's right. That's better.
That's why I don't drink iced tea or iced water.
Yesterday.
I don't.
Yesterday, whenever I think it was the.
I can't eat
apple juice.
Yeah, but I don't eat anything with ice ever.
So
you know.
So I look. Why forget it?
I want to see the photo. That's very interesting. So I am going to write in my book that Dr. Tien's life was saved twice by two communist agents, you and Pham Ngoc Thao. That's great. There's a couple of things also. You thought that Dennis Warner was a good reporter, right? Dennis Warner, the Australian. You thought he was
Dennis
a good
Warner.
Dennis Warner, yeah, the Australian reporter.
Oh, he's a good, excellent.
Yeah.
But I think he worked for the intelligence.
You do.
I do, but don't tell anyone about
that. Well, I'm going to study his.
I think he's working for the intelligence service.
For the Australian.
CIA.
Well, you know, I've heard that too. So, you know, that's not the first time you're saying it. But I'm going to Australia to look at all of his papers because his papers have just been released, and maybe I find some things. Because you know, he wrote about you. He wrote about you. He called you the ace of spies. And he talks about that time where you went off. That you had just filed a report saying in 1974, wait a year. Dr. Tien's life was saved by both An in 75, but also by Tao getting him out of prison after he had been tortured.
See, this is Rufus Phillips. Is it Vuong?
Oh, that's Vuong. Okay, Rufus Phillips. Look how young he looks there. Yeah.
He was not married yet.
Okay.
And this is General Gordon. One star, Lieutenant Ming, head of military radio, graduated from North Carolina, working under his...
Can I make copies of these photographs like I did last time, like this photograph? Can I make, you know, bring them to the Photoshop and have them make a copy?
This was Bruce was Chaplin who gave to me this one.
Okay.
It was Truffaut Philip who gave me this one.
Right, but can I make a copy of that picture?
Oh, sure.
Yes, I'm saying. Yeah. In other words, I'll do it like I did last time. I go and make a copy and then bring them back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's me. Oh, here's another one for you. These are those two, when I was here last time, those two journalist students.
Yeah.
You want this? These are those two girls, the girl and the man. When I came to see you last time, these are the journalism students who were here. They were young journalism students who came to interview you.
Oh, you're in Saigon with Mr. Reckner, etc.
No, this was just last month, 2 months ago when I was here.
I know. He went to the same class.
It's a picture of Wintai.
Very nice man. That time.
This is on Outback.
Two delegations, one by Dong Xiao.
Yeah.
The other one, my general, to Moscow to talk to the Soviet Union military people.
Yes.
About how to fight the American special warfare. Special war, unorthodox war. These people know because they know they were when they were alive against the German, Germany against German. We fought in a kind of conventional warfare.
Sure.
Not, so they failed. They did not know or understand anything about it, an Orthodox one. And then General Chu Wimang, another general, led a delegation to talk to the Chinese commander, because the Chinese had a fight with the Americans in Korea. Asked them how to fight this kind of special warfare, etc. And the Chinese said, no, we had conventional warfare, we didn't have unconventional warfare. So they have no reason, they don't understand what kind of operation, what kind of that, how to fight America in this kind of war. And I was the one who did it, to make them understand. That's why Yap was very happy about that. Yeah. So the first time, it took them 3 missions, they failed. And then they know about that, how to fight. That is the technique and tactic, counter-insurgency, and the whole program. I made the whole program. The whole program included Taylor and then Staley.
Did you meet Staley when he came here to Vietnam? Did you meet Staley when they came here? Taylor and Staley, the Staley Report. Did you meet them when they were in Vietnam?
I think Staley, yes.
You did meet Staley?
Not Taylor.
Right, okay.
And von Rostow, no either. Because I was a very small fry, I mentioned to you. Yeah, I did meet another one, very important. Robert Scalabino, yes.
Yes.
Dr. Tien asked me to talk to him about that. People name was Thai.
Yes, so on the basis of your reports, and as a matter of fact,
please tell Whitney about it.
I will.
She had Mrs. Nga to write a poem translated.
Okay, yes, I will. See, I have a chapter called The Road to Apoc. This is my chapter. And, very long chapter, but over here.